Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Let's turn now to New York City, where police are investigating an attack this morning in an underground walkway near Times Square. Law enforcement officials say the suspect is in custody. They identify him as 27-year-old Ikeyed Ula. Allegedly, he tried to set off a pipe bomb strapped to his body. Here's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. He called it a, quote, unsuccessful attack and pointed to New York as a common target for would-be terrorists.
This is New York. The reality is that we are a target by many who would like to make a statement against democracy, against freedom. We have the Statue of Liberty in our harbor, and that makes us an international target. We understand that.
Well, joining us now with the latest is Rebecca Ibarra. She's a reporter for WNYC in New York. Rebecca, thank you for joining us.
You're welcome.
So first of all, what more do we know about anyone who was injured beyond the suspected attacker?
So beyond Ula, there were three people reported with minor injuries. So these people actually took themselves to the hospital after the explosion, and they went to the hospital with injuries like headaches or ringing ears, but nothing more serious than that.
Okay. And as for the suspected attacker himself, he sustained some serious injuries, but has he, I presume he's getting medical treatment now, has he spoken to law enforcement officials?
Law enforcement officials said they were questioning him at the hospital. They would not, as the latest press conference that they gave, they would not say what he was saying, but they were questioning him at the hospital.
Okay. And tell us more about what we know about him.
So we, as you said, he is 27-year-old Ikeyed Ula. He is from Bangladesh. He was here on a family visa. It is reported that he had a license to drive for hire cars that expired back in March 2015, though the commission in charge of that in New York City couldn't actually pinpoint whether he did drive for hire cars at that time. Police, they're not confirming to me whether he is from Brooklyn, but we do have a reporter in the Kensington neighborhood of Brooklyn right now. And there is a residential building there that is under heavy police and FBI investigation. No one can go in and out unless they can prove that they live in the building. And other than that, they're not saying anything else as to where he lives exactly.
Mm. Has he said anything, or have law enforcement officials said anything about motivation?
No. It was reported that he may have been motivated by ISIS via, you know, the internet or videos. They are saying there is no evidence that he was in direct contact with them. So other than probably a motivation via the internet, we don't know anything other than that right now. And we don't even know, they weren't telling us exactly what he said as the explosion happened, whether he, you know, yelled something out or what he said. So we don't know that yet.
Right. So, Rebecca, when we heard the story, the news this morning in Boston, of course, one of the first things I thought about is that not only is this this area of New York vitally important to New York City, right, because mm-hmm. of the Port Authority bus terminal and train station, Times Square, et cetera, but, you know, thousands of Bostonians every day go from here directly to visit you guys through that station.
Yes.
Can you tell us a little bit about sort of what the situation is now? Is it open? And how are New Yorkers feeling about what happened today?
So it is open. As I was leaving the area around 11 a.m., the Port Authority was slowly opening up. Obviously, there were dozens, if not hundreds of people out in their cold with their luggages just waiting to hear, you know, what was next. So they did lock it down. It is open. The subway is slowly up and running as well. Officials were saying they were hoping that by the time evening rush hour comes, subways will be up and running, as well as the Port Authority. Obviously, buses are delayed, so it's going to be a very tough day for people who were traveling in and out of New York City.
Well, that's Rebecca Ibarra, reporter for WNYC in New York. Rebecca, thank you so very much.
You're welcome.
Well, let's turn now for another perspective from Max Abrams, I should say. He's a political science professor at Northeastern University. He studies terrorism. Max Abrams, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Thanks for having me.
So what's your reaction to what I guess officials are calling sort of a failed or an unsuccessful terrorist attack in New York?
Well, you know, there's wide variation in the quality of terrorists, if you will. If quality is understood in terms of their ability to commit harm. Some terrorists, especially those who have been overseas, who have experience in conflict zones, be it Libya or Syria, the fear is that they'll come back with enhanced skills. This guy seems to have been, you know, quite unsophisticated. He had a crude, improvised explosive device on him. It's not entirely clear whether it detonated at the right time. And the only one to sustain any serious injuries seems to have been the perpetrator. And so that indicates that to the extent that there is some kind of Islamic State connection, and we don't know that yet, but if there were one, it would seem that, you know, he's probably not directed. He would be more like a lone wolf-inspired type. He does not seem to be part of a network as far as we know now. And so, yeah, if he got radicalized, it was probably online, and he probably didn't really know what he was doing.
Mm. Well, to that point, I want to play a little tape to you from White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who spoke just a little while ago. She first thanked first responders, saying that their response was heroic. But then in talking about what happened in New York this morning, she pivoted to President Trump's immigration policy.
This attack underscores the need for Congress to work with the president on immigration reforms that enhance our national security and public safety. We must protect our borders. We must ensure that individuals entering our country are not coming to do harm to our people. And we must move to a merit-based system of immigration.
There's actually quite a bit to unpack there, Max, but I'm wondering what your response is to her.
Well, to the best of my knowledge, Bangladesh is not on the list.
It's not,
Of banned countries, so he would be let in. I think that the problem, to the extent that they see one, and I'm not sure I agree, is that he was part of, I guess, what they're calling chain migration, where he was let in with some kind of preferential visa status because perhaps he has family that's citizens here. I mean, but this is a very, very wide net. And so, you know, counterterrorism really needs to be quite focused. It does not want to needlessly discriminate much more broadly because that risks, you know, radicalizing the broader population and eroding the quality of intel. And also there are just some serious, you know, normative reservations one could have about that coming from the land of the free, et cetera. I mean, this guy, to the best of our knowledge, was under the radar. He was not known as a radical. He didn't, you know, as far as I've seen, have any sort of major criminal record in the United States. In such a case, there's very, very little that law enforcement could have done, especially because it looks like he was targeting a soft target. And, you know, it looks like also he was prepared to die because the weapon was attached to him. So given his lack of record, his essentially following the laws of the land, his working alone, his high levels of resolve to attack anyone and even to possibly martyr himself, there isn't really a whole lot that we could have done.
Well, Max Abrams is a political science professor at Northeastern University. He focuses on terrorism and counterterrorism as well. Professor Abrams, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so very much.
Thank you.
We'll be back. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.